Welcome to the Motherhood Unshackled podcast. My name is Klaus Carrian, mom and parenting coach. I'm here to guide you to challenge anything that takes away your freedom and makes you less than you could be. I'm here to encourage you to let your problem shift away from the safe problem and instead guide you to face your true self within. Your safe problems are things external of you that keep you distracted from what really matters. Like, my child is the problem. If they didn't have this behavior, things would be great. I wouldn't yell at them, and so on and so forth. As long as you believe that the child is the problem and that they have to be fixed, you are both going to keep suffering. I coach moms to show up mindfully always, especially when their children misbehave. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child through the beautiful moments and the challenging ones. It's time for heartfelt, joyful, and simple parenting. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Welcome to today's episode. Today, we're going to be challenging one thing that could possibly be standing in your way between your current life and your absolute best life, okay? So, work-life balance. This has been a debate for so long, and I had a bit of a moment recently when I was connecting with previous clients, with current clients, about like, what if work-life balance isn't the problem? So, let's unpack this, okay? What if it's actually the issue, work-life balance, has to do with our underlying feelings and our underlying motives? Let me explain. Most clients that I work with, one-on-one and in group settings, they are successful, like externally, right? They feel successful in their business or their chosen career. Their finances are in check, like they feel good, right? And then they come home. And the kids are screaming, running around, fighting, and you're like, I don't feel like a successful mom, right? There's a few things that stand in your way here, and we're going to unpack them one by one over the next few weeks, okay? So the first thing that I want you to really pay attention to and to connect with is probably the fact that you love your job. You know, if you're like me, if you're like most of my clients, you love what you do, especially if you're self-employed, right? You most likely really, really love what you do. And it's hard for you to disconnect from your work to mom life, you know, mompreneur to mom life. And it's not just that, like you come home and like I said, your kids are running around screaming, fighting, not listening, and you feel like a failure. You feel like, I'm not successful as a mom, right? So obviously, what you're going to want to go to is you want to go back to work, right? And then that falls into other categories, that trickles into other categories like being patient and present and whatnot, okay? But you're going to want to go back to work. So the issue is not that it's really hard for you to find that work-life balance. The issue is that if you felt super empowered, if you felt like the most successful mom ever, as successful as you do in your career, your business, or your finances, you wouldn't really want to escape, right? It'd be easier or very easy to find that work-life balance, right? So why would you want to go from one area feeling super successful, badass, empowered mompreneur, and then you come home and you feel like you can't control anything or anyone? It's a shit show, it's chaos, there's screaming and all the stuff, right? No one's listening to you. You're like, I don't want this. So then like subconsciously, you're going to want to spend more time doing the things that you feel good at doing and less time doing, you know, spending time with your family. However, it's most likely not something that you desire. You know what I mean? Like you want to be that present, loving, patient mom. You want to spend time with your kids, right? So it's not a matter of like, oh, I need to find more balance. It's a matter of like, what if I do the work to feel the same level? What if I elevate my standards, right? To feel the same level of success I do in my business and in my finances or whatever, my career, as I do being a mom. Because let me tell you, if you felt empowered, badass, successful mom, you wouldn't want to, you would want to be with your kids. To find that balance would be way easier. It'd be way easier to unplug from work and to be present with your child. Does that make sense? So today we're going to keep it really, really short, but I wanted you to like start to look at this and really ask yourself, huh? Okay, yeah, I keep thinking it's a balance thing and trying to arrange my schedule, but that's never really worked. Then I want you to ask how you feel when you're working, either your business or your career. How do you feel when you're working? And I want you to ask how you feel when you come home. Yeah, it might be nice to give your child a hug, whatnot. But then when the screaming starts, the fighting, the not listening, running around, the chaos, all the things that you can't control because we can't control our kids, then how do you feel? Right? And is it possible that subconsciously you just want to stay in that, in your business mode, in your career, like, work mode instead of mom mode? Because you're just not feeling, the same way. Of course, if there's an area in our life where we feel super successful, badass, and empowered, we want to spend more time there. And then we come home, it's like, oh, you can't control anything. Your kids are running around. Yeah, I don't want to be there. I get it. So, how can we do this? This is the work that I do with my clients, right? This is the work that I do with my clients. This is the work that I've done for myself because honestly, for me, I feel empowered, badass, successful mom. And it's harder for me to plug into work because I feel way more successful as a mom than I do as a business owner. Interesting, right? So, for me, it's doing the reverse. I've been taking the steps to feel that empowered, badass, successful business owner as well, so that I can have more of that balance. Does that make sense? So, which area of your life does this apply to? Okay. And honestly, like everything else in your business, when you desire or in your career, like when you desire support to shift something, yeah, you can trial and error this, but you can also work with someone that knows what they're talking about, that have achieved what you desire to achieve, that can guide you through it to essentially collapse time. Okay. So this is your invitation if you desire to look at any programs with me or private coaching. My private coaching is currently open at the time of recording this episode. Because that is it. Like when you feel that empowered, badass, successful mom, it's easy to unplug from work. It's easy to find that work-life balance, okay? And if you desire to spend more time playing, laughing, and creating positive memories with your kids, feeling that empowered, badass, successful mom, and actually having time to drink that hot, fresh cup of coffee or tea, whatever you like to drink, while observing this dynamic that you've created, right? You've created, and you feel so relaxed, you feel like in lower your shoulder because you feel that, yeah, you're not controlling your environment. Obviously, your kids are might still be, running around being kids, but it's not the fighting that you're hearing anymore. It's the laughter and the playing. And yes, things will come up, but you are empowered. You know how to handle it, right? And you handle it with ease and in that badass mom mode, okay? So I hope this resonated with you. Like always, I invite you to come find me on Instagram. The link is in the show notes. And come find me on Instagram and tell me what resonated with you or leave a review on Apple or wherever you're listening. Let me know what resonated with you from this episode and any other episode. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote. Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time.